David Stone was elected to the Juneau Assembly in 2003, serving 9 years before term limits forced him to step down. At his final meeting last month, he joked that wasn't necessarily a bad thing.
I personally don't favor term limits, but in my case, I think it's a blessing.
Former Mayor Bruce Botello, heard laughing in that clip, served alongside Stone for his entire time on the Assembly. Stone was chairman of the Finance Committee for several years and also deputy mayor. Botello says he was a bridge builder who often mentored new members.
Invariably, members of the Assembly, regardless of where they lined up on this political spectrum, would work through David to try and reach agreement.
Current Mayor Merrill Sanford joined the Assembly a year before Botello and Stone.
We've kind of been in each other's shadow for the last 10 years, very deeply, and he was a person who loved his community first, and then he loved Southeast Region, and then all of Alaska.
No cause of death has been announced, but Sanford says Stone apparently collapsed Tuesday night at about 5 o'clock after telling his wife Laurel he didn't feel well. The mayor and his wife went to the hospital to be with Mrs. Stone. He says she was surrounded by a group of close friends, but is understandably devastated.
Hopefully we can give her all the love and support and prayers that she needs to get her and the rest of the family through all of this.
Stone was deputy commissioner of the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development. He joined Lieutenant Governor Meade Treadwell's office as chief of staff just after Treadwell was elected in 2010. He moved back to the Labor Department earlier this year. Treadwell released a statement calling Stone a valued member of the administration and saying he was honored to have him as chief of staff. Before state service, Stone worked for Alaska Electric Light and Power as director of consumer affairs and vice president of lands. He also was vice president of AJT Mining Properties, AEL&P's sister company. AEL&P president and CEO Tim McLeod says Stone kept close ties with the company even after taking jobs in government.
You couldn't find a better person to work with. Very level-headed, very well-liked. I mean, he was just a perfect person to have there at the company.
Stone earned his bachelor's degree in geology from the University of Alaska. A lifelong resident of Juneau, he was a noted expert on Southeast Alaska mining and author of the book Hard Rock Gold. Botello says Stone's passion for mining history reminded him of the late Judge Thomas Stewart, another longtime Juneau public servant and historian who passed away in 2007.
David had certainly taken on the mantle as the preeminent mining historian, not only for Juneau, Southeast, but the entire state.
Stone was also involved with the Juneau Chamber of Commerce, Alaska Miners Association, and the Alaska Workforce Investment Board. He's survived by his wife, Laurel, and son, Brandon, a U.S. Navy SEAL who was severely injured in Afghanistan last year, as well as other members of an extended family that includes stepchildren and grandchildren. In Juneau, with help from Rosemarie Alexander and Matt Miller, I'm Casey Kelly.